A professional networker is someone who utilizes networks of people to find anything and everything, including prospects. A network is simply a cluster of people who have a common interest. Let's pretend we're looking at a family. Let's call it the Jones Family Network. The Jones Family Network starts with the mother and father, plus their four children, for a total of six people. But that's not the Jones Family Network. That's just the original Joneses. Each of those family members are really points of contact into the network. One of the children is a senior in college and is a member of California Alumni Association as well as the Lifelong Learning Club. Her best friend's dad is a doctor at one of the largest hospitals in the Bay Area. The other three children of the Jones Family Network are boys. One went to college and is now an engineer. The other two are in construction. The three boys are all married. So my question to you is, how many people are in the Jones Family Network? Now, something very common today is people researching and building their family tree. And I've seen some pretty large family trees. But let's take this a step further. I want you to visualize something. Suppose for a research project we were to try to find how many people were connected in some way to the Jones Family Network. We would start with the family tree of everyone living. Grandparents, brothers and sisters of the grandparents, parents, brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces. Now, imagine if the family tree also included every friend, business colleague, church acquaintance, and the friends and families of the grandparents, brothers and sisters of the grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces. You're now probably talking about tens of thousands of people. And if you viewed each of those people as entry points into their networks, you would eventually connect to everyone in the world. If your purpose is to be a professional networker, you must understand the game. You must see the big picture. And the big picture is we're all connected together. It gets even more interesting when you realize that we all require each other to exist. If people didn't need or want their life to be better and be willing to pay for it, you yourself couldn't make enough money to have what you need and want. Can you see that? We all depend on one another to live. You get the picture of what I'm trying to say? Everyone is connected together. By what? Other people. So each individual person has a network of people that they personally know. That's a definition of a network, the people you personally know. That is also what is meant when someone says your warm market. It's all the people you personally know. Then if you're married, your spouse has a network. Of course, some of the people are in your network that are also in your spouse's. It would have to be that way, otherwise we wouldn't all be connected together. How does a networker use these networks? You move into a new town. You want to find a dentist. You ask the next door neighbor what dentist they use. They tell you. That's networking. People also call this by word of mouth advertising. What about some other networks? A neighborhood is a network. Everyone in your church is part of a network. Everyone at your high school is part of a network. Everyone at your work is part of a network. I was in the Navy and stationed on board a ship that had about 700 men on it, so therefore everyone on that ship is part of my network. Everyone is a part of several networks. I hope you're starting to get a clue where I'm going with this. Let's inch forward. Picture that you are standing in a movie line that has 10 people in the line. What is it that actually links people together? These 10 people can stand there and never know each other. What is it that actually links people together? Communication. These 10 people have in common that they're all seeing a movie at the same theater. But if no one communicates, there is not a connection to the entry point of a network. Communication is the link between people and networks. If the person who is selling tickets in the movie booth tells the first person in line that the movie that they want to see is sold out, and person number one tells person number two, but two doesn't tell person three, the link is broken. That will cut off everyone below it. What does that tell you? Some people further communication and some people stop it. Obviously, it's going to be pretty difficult to be a professional networker if either you stop communications or someone in your organization stops communication. Pretty funny, but I actually had someone in my organization who didn't communicate. I started asking him questions about this, and he told me that he wasn't a people person, and he didn't like talking to people. We dug into it quite deeply, and I was able to help him, but he basically had some things in his past that caused him to be afraid of communicating. This is a real problem in any profession, especially networking. Similarly, when someone alters communication, altering means to change it. Maybe they embellish what was said, or they leave out important information within the communication. The more people alter communication, the more people begin to not trust communication, particularly the person who alters the communication. Once communication isn't trusted, it becomes noise instead of communication. If you alter communication, you will end up stopping communication because people will not trust you. A great example of this is stock market analysts. It used to be that a stock market analyst was very valuable and highly respected. They would analyze a company and put out their recommendation as to whether the public should buy the stock or not. People would follow their advice and invest their money. Then several of them were caught recommending companies that they own shares in, and then selling their shares right after they recommended others buy it. This created a lot of distrust. Now, when analysts come on TV or radio, people don't listen to them. Analysts have become communication noise. What I'm pulling together for you is the traits of a networking professional. One of the key components of an effective networker is that they get the reputation for being someone people can trust. Their word is their bond. People trust them. With that, they gain the respect of their network. They become influencers of their networks. By influencers of their networks, I mean that when they suggest something to the individuals of their networks, they listen. That is the reason you find tell the truth as one of the communication qualities. It's also why I frequently bring up things like don't accept pirated copies of sales or training materials. If you get a pirated copy of something from someone, don't trust that person and stop doing business with them. They will not go far in business and will eventually destroy your business and your reputation. Hand the material back to the person and say, I prefer to build my reputation by being honest. This will eventually cause this dishonest person to straighten up so they can have success. This also goes for sneaking into a meeting room without paying. Normally there's a $5 to $10 charge for a business meeting if you're a distributor, but if you're a guest, you can come in for free. The dishonest upline will tell the new distributor to just tell the person taking the money at the door that they are a guest, which is a lie. When someone does something that they feel is against their moral code, they feel rotten about themselves. Imagine a person has built a small group of 10 people. Each of these people he's told to sneak into the room. So basically he's built a group who all feel rotten about themselves. If anyone suggests that you sneak in without paying, tell them you are honest and that you prefer to pay. This eventually stops this person from spreading dishonesty and will straighten this person out so that he can be successful and earn the respect of his network. The only other thing that gets this respect and influence is results. When someone gets good results in what they do, they rise in status and influence within their networks. And what does rising in influence give somebody? People who have influence over their networks, call them network influencers, trendsetters, gurus, or anything else, they have the respect of their networks. People trust their advice and direction. When they suggest something, people follow them. They have the ability to influence the opinion of their network. When you get a network influencer communicating with other network influencers, which is normally the way it works, you get very rapid expansion. Get one or two network influencers of large networks in your business, and it can go from 5 people to 500 people in a month or two.